Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Chad Ayers, I happened to see with Jesse Waters yesterday. He's the VP and founder of the Proactive Response Group. He joins us here on the Dom Giordano Show on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chad, welcome in. Great seeing you with Jesse yesterday.
Dom, thanks for having me on. It's good to be here.
Your group, what exactly is the Proactive Response Group?
Yeah, so we were assistant team leaders on a full-time SWAT team here in Greenville, South Carolina. And back in 2009, we were tasked with creating the active shooter curriculum for deputies here and rolled that out. Saw great results. I'll be honest, there's no doubt in my mind that the majority of law enforcement agencies across this country are ready to respond to these types of events. But, you know, through that, my business partner Andy and I realized it's great that first responders are coming. The problem is this: we are not the first line of defense. And we're coming, law enforcement's coming, EMS is coming, fire's coming, but the civilians, the students, the faculty, the teachers, they're there when it's actually happening. They're the first ones. And my business partner's wife was an assistant principal, and she came home and she says, all we do is watch a 6-minute video at the beginning of the year. It shows a guy walking through a school shooting people with a shotgun. My teachers sit there, sob and cry. And I said, we've got to do something different. We've got to provide valuable, effective training, you know, to these school districts, and not just this check a box training that the majority of them are doing.
Yeah, it's hard to believe after all this. And look, they're tasked with an awful lot of things. But the people that I respect, like you yesterday with Jesse, are making the point that if focus, mindfulness is put on this, it shouldn't overwhelm you. Various things can be done. So let me take you through and see what Chad Ayers says. Chad, first of all, what do you say about hardening the school building? How difficult is that? How much of a cost? Just give us the principal thing you have to do to make it more difficult.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big proponent in having layers of protection. You know, having a single entrance point where there's a catch breezeway where they're having to buzz their way in to get in there, having some type of hard room with a camera system where they're able to see live where this, you know, potential intruder is. But, you know, Dom, we have to keep in mind all they are is layers of protection. The most secured home in America, someone still jumps the fence there. I mean, it doesn't end up well for them, but, you know, layers of protection is great. But if someone wants to commit a mass act of violence, they're going to do it. And we've got to keep in mind a majority of school shooters, they already have access to the building. They're current students. Now, we didn't see that yesterday. I understand that. But it starts with training. If we are not providing training on recognition of early warning signs that we teach in our training, looking at the early warning signs, the concerning social media posts, inappropriate interest in weapons,
Let me interrupt, Chad, and say I'm a former teacher and all. We see that. People see it. And maybe you come across this. The objection is they're afraid because people have rights. The Obama administration put in what you can do discipline-wise, you know, the school, the prison pipeline and all that. They're afraid of being sued. I remember as a teacher, we had some difficult kids. We had this one kid that told the teacher he's going to bite his nose off after a fight at the end. We had to hog tie him and take him down to the principal. Now, that's back in the day. What I'm saying is I agree with you, but they're not acting, even though the warning signs are in front of them. What do you tell them to do?
Yeah, you know, I had a call a few weeks ago with a political figure here in South Carolina, and I said, we had just had an active shooter event at a middle school here in South Carolina, and basically I said, it's time that you guys step up to the plate and realize that these events are happening at alarming rates. You know, I mentioned it yesterday. Active shooter events are up 53% in 2021, and it's going to be more than that this year. So I wholeheartedly agree. We have to reevaluate these reporting measures and having a justice system that it with and then the mental evaluations you know, mental evaluations this day and age seem to be a joke. You know, they go and see a doctor and then they're back in school the
exactly.
next day.
Exactly right. And, you know, so, I can tell you from the perspective of the teacher, they're worried. Do you remember the Fort Hood shooter? Military people knew that this guy was an Islamic sympathizer and maybe terrorist, and yet they were afraid inside the military to do anything till he killed all those people at Fort Hood. You're exactly right. There has to be a little bit more leeway here to do something while respecting the rights of the student.
I wholeheartedly agree. And, you know, what's disheartening for us is most schools, most companies, most churches take a reactive approach to these types of events. As you can imagine, starting yesterday at about lunchtime, our emails and phones blew up with people saying, hey, we need training, we need training, we need training. When can you get us in? And the problem is we don't want to take a reactive approach. That's why we are a proactive response group. We want to – it's like wearing your seatbelt, Dom. You don't put your seatbelt on saying, hey, I'm going to wrap this thing around a telephone pole here in a few minutes. You do it to be prepared in case.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't take a reactive approach to this. We have to take a proactive approach and invest into the lives of these faculty, staff, and students and say, look, you know, enough's enough. And I know that word keeps floating around, but we have to start doing a better job on training these people.
Well, without a doubt. Now, do you support having an armed individual in the school, either a cop, resource, or these volunteer programs, Chad? I spoke with the Texas Ranger last night, and even in Texas, there's been some progress with volunteers, vice principal, staff, et cetera, but only 32 to 35 school districts have that. In a state that is pro-Second Amendment, are you seeing more schools adapt that?
Yeah, you know, we even have charter schools here in South Carolina that are reaching out to armed security guards. Now, I will say this, coming from a law enforcement background and having been involved in, you know, numerous shootings in my career, I'm not a proponent of arming teachers. And the reason being is their job is to teach. And we know, I know how much time goes into being proficient with a firearm and the stress that's involved during mm-hmm. the shooting. And so their job was to teach. 100%, I'm all about developing a program where, you know, former law enforcement or military, where in these districts where they can't for some reason afford, you know, a school resource officer, having someone there, it's a layer of protection mm-hmm. to these students.
Absolutely. What is the website for the Proactive Response Group?
Yep. So it's Proactive Response Group and it's proactiverg.com. So proactiverg.com. And you can give us a call at 888-312-3530.
Chad, thank you very much. Thanks for the work that you do, and thanks for joining us in Philadelphia today.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.